Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody Say. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next couple of minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of True Independence by Gwamba. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Malawi's Gwamba released True Independence on July 6 under Major One Records. It has 14 tracks, 46 minutes, 8 seconds of runtime. It has 15 features and multiple producer placements, including BFB, Mo Beats, Tricky Beats, Henwood, DJ Slay, Martin Angels. It is stacked. Gwamba knows how to start an album, and the religious depths of music are strongly felt on the song My Daily Worship. Gwamba brings that energy while Nymix totally dominates the vocals. Can't go wrong with that type of start for the Malawian crowd. Top strategy by Gwamba, to be honest. You get drill joints such as Amakukonda, and it takes you to another level completely. You will also get some largely dated sounds you don't expect, and that's on the song If I Had a Choice, which totally sounds like a West Coast vibe from the early 2000s. It's unmistakable. And it's also an interesting choice just in terms of the selection of the vibe for this album. But in another way, it works, right? Gwamba always knows how to leverage features on his album, which isn't easy to do. He seems to always have the knack for the right collabo, but also the right sound for fans of his music, so he knows his audience. To be somewhat a gospel artist on these new age vibes is challenging enough. I think so, at least, but Gwamba has been at it for years now. To say the features outshine Gwamba is totally an unfair take, because Gwamba shows you many sides, such as on Found Love. He switches up his cadence brilliantly to remind you that he can be that guy. And why I mention that is because in the end, it makes you realize that he doesn't really rely on the features. He actually holds his own and does so quite well. I think Gwamba would be in brilliant A&R, like brilliant A&R, honestly. I was very surprised by the Lipenga a cappella version, which was absolutely top shelf. It featured Quest and My Soul a cappella, a whole different feel to the single he released a few weeks before this album. I think the quality of production on True Independence and the overall put together was very good and a step up from Mama Said God First. The finesse is there, and he's setting himself apart from the rest. When it comes to the wider Malawi market, I'd mention very few artists that could command the same crowd, really. Maybe your Dr. Namadingo, maybe Ella Njuchi. Yeah, that's the kind of level. This is the upper echelon of Malawi music. Honestly, Gwamba has impressed me and covers so much ground with True Independence. It's probably top three in the hottest albums in Malawi right now, and for good reason. The man has a musical harness that is hard to explain, but it is out in the open. This album is very close to being no skips, as Gwamba continues to find new highs in his career. True Independence is the standard in the 265. I score True Independence by Gwamba a solid 8.5 out of 10.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.